The truth.
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 Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world.
How you doing? This is Sam Tolley with Trusting the Truth. And today we want to discuss transgender madness. It is madness out there, folks. And many of folks do not want to realize it or can't understand that the emperor doesn't have any clothes on. There's too many people that's walking around saying he's full of clothes when we know differently. And unfortunately, too many Americans are satisfied with saying the emperor has clothes on. Well, for those of you that read the book, man, when I was a kid, that was a very popular book about an emperor that was butt naked, riding around town, being chauffeured, and claiming that he had on this great wardrobe that somebody talked him into saying they made for him. And there was a parade with people lined up on both sides of the streets celebrating the emperor. Until a little boy said, he ain't got no clothes on. And so this transgender stuff that's going on in the United States is similar to that. We have dignitaries, politicians, normal citizens, athletes running around trying to tell us that transgenderism is normal, healthy, and wonderful for this country. Well, we say it's madness. And until our country gets straightened out, it's going to continue to be madness. So today we have Coach Prasik and Minister Jasmine here to discuss this transgender madness. Now, I want to show you guys a couple of little clips. Matter of fact, before I even go to the clips, I want to talk about somebody else. I want to talk about something that just recently happened in the news. Simone Boyce, or Bowles, or Biles, you know, I think she was 8-time gold medal Olympic champion. I mean, the woman that redefined gymnastics for this generation, at least. I remember when I was younger, Nadia Comaneci redefined it, but that's another story. Some of the young kids would say, who's Nadia Comaneci? But nevertheless, recently, Raleigh Gaines, Olympic swimmer who had to compete against this 6'4" male that was running around pretending to be a woman. She's been advocating for fairness in women's sports. And she's been doing it for a while. She's been getting eviscerated and those areas that I mentioned before. And now all of a sudden appears out of nowhere, Simone Biles jumped on her, start talking about her and defending the clothesless emperor, as I said, this transgenderism thing. Now, here recently, she has apologized. And I think it's because of the heat. Now, before I take you guys' comments, I want to show you, number one, the apology, and number two, an idea that may have precipitated her affinity with the transgender society. So let's look at this apology real quick.
Female sports advocate Riley Gaines says she accepts the apology of Olympic gymnast Simone Biles after Biles criticized Gaines' looks during a social media debate over men and women's sports. Biles wrote in part, I've always believed competitive equity and inclusivity are both essential in sport. The current system doesn't adequately balance these important principles, which often leads to frustration and heated exchanges, and it didn't help for me to get personal with Riley, which I apologize for. We all want a future for sport that is fair, inclusive, and respectful. Well, Gaines responded, I accept Simone's apology for the personal attacks, including the ones where she body shamed me. Sports are inclusive by nature. Anyone can and everyone should play sports. Competition, on the other hand, and by definition, is exclusive. So the idea of competitive equity is nonsensical. Little girls deserve the same shot to achieve that you had.
Well, no doubt, something made her apologize, and I think it's money. But my bigger question was, what made her go that route in the first place? And I think this next little clip may help you understand. This is only about 24 seconds, but it's very revealing.
He didn't want to fuck with me because I'm the one. He got all the drugs and I got all the guns.
Don't even make sense, put the rollie on my wrist.
He didn't want to fuck with me because I'm the one. He got all the drugs and I got all the guns.
Don't even make sense, put the rollie on my wrist.
He didn't want to fuck with me because I'm the one. He got all the drugs and I got all the guns.
Now, the clip I just showed was Simone Biles and her husband. Her dressing up like a male and him, well, Jasmine, what do you have to say about those two little clips?
The confusion and the outright just disgust. When we read Riley's apology, notice at the ending where she said, every little girl deserves a chance just like she had. It would have been a whole different story if Simone went against a man who was training in the same level of gymnastics as her. There are differences between the male and female body. I'm so sorry to be controversial and say that. Not really. But there are differences between the male and woman body. There were going to be advantages a man can have over her. So, of course, she's speaking about equality and all this other stuff now and, you know, inclusiveness. But would it have been the same way if she was in a locker room with a 6 foot tall, perfectly intact when it comes to genetics, male changing in the same locker room and going to compete against her? I don't think it would have been the same thing. It's fun to stand on the sidelines and say things when they don't affect you.
Well, I think even if a male had his genitals removed and modified, he's still a male.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
What about it, Coach?
Well, I concur. Personally, I find that video disgusting at several levels. But that doesn't matter. That's my opinion. What we know to be a fact, Minister Jasmine has already alluded to, there are specific differences in male and female anatomy and biology. God created us this way. Now, I have some questions about that when I get to heaven, but nonetheless, this is a fact. This is not fiction. This is not an opinion. Men, generally speaking, you know, by virtue of their design, have certain competitive advantages over women. Now, when I see these words like diversity and inclusivity, you know, these are buzzwords. These are code. It's sort of like justice. You know, when I hear that word, what they mean by that and what the term really means is two different things. I concur, Minister Jasmine. You know, women, in order to be fair, should compete with other women. That would be it is not an inclusive gesture. It is not a sign of virtue to allow men to compete with women. This is not a matter of my disgust, even though I find it disgusting. Okay. Furthermore, God has some things to say about homosexuality. It's a sin. This is not a matter of opinion. God says it's a sin. Now, by the way, I'm not a hater. If you're a homosexual and you happen to be watching this, I will defend your right to make the choice that you have made. I do not wish any unlawful or unfair thing to happen to you. You should be able to get a bank loan just like anybody else. But you have to stay behind. There's boundaries and you can't cross them. Okay. And I can't cross your boundaries either. That's why I'm saying I acknowledge your right to your decision. God says it's a sin, but God even gives us the right to decide whether or not to follow his law. Okay. So I don't want any unlawful or uncivil thing to happen. I wish no harm to come to these individuals. I certainly hope that they will pay attention to God's word for the truth. But in the meantime, this is just outrageous. And to be honest, I don't even know if, you know, all the publicity around it, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. You're just normalizing it. So I'm uncomfortable to some extent, even acknowledging and talking about it.
Well, I understand and I agree also as far as, but I frame it a bit different and it may come out harsh. Yeah, I'll give homosexuals, you know, free reign. I mean, they have the right to go straight to hell of their own choosing if that's what they want to do.
Correct.
But I, as a Christian, am obligated to present the gospel and to give them an opportunity to understand what God says and for them to try to investigate it and see whether they want to abide by his word or not. But I'm not going to sit over there and try to pretend like it's normal and it's okay. You know,
no, yeah.
Getting back to this Simone Bowles thing, I remember when Riley Gaines went to San Francisco and she said that she was locked up for like 4 or 5 hours because she was accosted by a group of people that were so animated and so against what she was presenting as far as I believe the three of us are concerned, normality, that she couldn't even get out of the place. You know, they were talking about her pain to get out of the place. Uh-oh. We lost Jasmine. I guess she'll be back.
She'll be back.
And it's ridiculous that I think is ridiculous the fact that we have to sit here and discuss what is normal. When I grew up, we knew what a man was. We knew what a woman was. It wasn't a hard or a girl. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. Hard to figure out. We didn't have to debate the issue. And I find it really hypocritical for somebody like Simone and I think whatever this other woman's name is, Rapone or whatever, that soccer woman. I notice that these people decide to step up and defend transgenderism in athletics when they no longer have to compete or they don't have mm-hmm. to compete against males. You know, you know, if she'd have been out there competing by dudes all along, I could say, okay, well, she can compete with dudes, but they don't talk about this stuff, or they haven't talked about this stuff when they were out there making their image and making their money. So it's amazing to me. And as far as that video of her and her husband, at first I thought that was a joke. And then I had to keep looking and I'm saying, well, wow, I don't know of any man, or maybe I should say alphas, if I need to break it down that way, that would do that. Now, I remember growing up that there were closeted, or should I say in-house transvestites, I guess that's the word. Men that like to dress up like women, but they would generally keep that in the house, you know. And I guess that's how, well, I don't know what that was, because maybe Jazz has been going. But you're going to get out there and display this out for the whole world to see? I think that's kind of weird. Now, that's more in your line, Jasmine. What do you got to say?
Yeah, when I was younger, you know, back when the cavemen, no, I'm just kidding. But this was something that stayed very much hidden. People had something called shame or the ability to keep things to themselves. It was usually a closeted fact if a man liked to dress up as a woman and walk around his house in heels or whatever. Or if they were a drag queen, it was a secret identity. No one was supposed to find out. Nowadays, it's go outside wearing a sock I don't have to explain that. There's two men here wearing a sock and walking down the streets. And that's okay, because pride. There is no pride in that. There is only shame in that. There's no respect for what God created. And there's no respect for what we know to be the truth. A little girl is a little girl. A little boy is a little boy. A man is a man. And a woman is a woman. It's that simple. And when it comes down to it, like the great Samuel here has on his Facebook, if the word offends you, that's your problem. If I offend you, that's my wrong. But this is the word speaking. It's not our opinion.
Amen. Can you follow up on that before I move on, Coach?
Well, you know, it seems evident at an early age, you know, that, you know, bicycles, remember when you got that first bicycle for Christmas? You know, they have boys' bicycles and they have girls' bicycles. And the boys' girls' bicycles don't have that bar between the seat and the handlebars. I presume that so ladies can modestly ride their bike in a dress. I don't know, but I remember riding the bicycle and my feet slipped off the pedals and I fell down on that bar. I then realized I was a boy. Okay. There's no doubt about it. These are just anatomical facts. And I think what, as I listen to the two of you, what grieves me is we are being called upon to celebrate or at the very least normalize. I mean, I can't watch, my wife watches these ridiculous HGTV shows, you know what I'm talking about, where a couple is buying a house. And it's like, no, two men aren't a couple. Two women aren't a couple. Okay. It's against God's design, and God had it right. God doesn't make mistakes. When we were born, God created us man or woman, male or female, boy or girl. It's that simple. If you want to pretend you're not that, okay, I think it's foolish. I think God calls it an abomination. But I don't want any of your civil rights or any lawful unjust actions taken against you because you've made that decision, but I'm not going to participate in that decision. I'm not going to celebrate that decision. I'm not going to call it normal. I'm going to speak out against it.
You know, Coach, you just said something a few minutes ago that made me wonder. I don't know when they established the male-female bike, but there is an argument they could have did it the other way around and we would have been a lot safer.
Apparently your feet have slipped off the pedals as well. Yeah.
I know exactly.
I wish I'd have been riding a girl's bike at that point. Yeah.
Oh no. He's trying to turn the other way, guys. He wants a girl's bike.
If your feet slip off the pedal, it has its advantages if you're a boy. Yeah.
Now, I got a couple of short animated videos. They're disturbing. And I made sure I got animated. But I think for people, they need to understand what the heck is going on. And here is an animated video of this transgenderism, male to female. Now, like I said, it was animated, but it was still disturbing. And I've read about people that took that procedure, and when they make this artificial vagina, the body wants to heal itself. Mm-hmm. So these men that are trying, that are taking this estrogen and all this other stuff, it's the body still saying, I want to heal myself. And they have to insert a dildo or some type of object to keep that
from fusing opening together.
from healing. Not to say, and not the least of their sexual function, from what I hear, is probably retarded. But I mean, it's a monstrosity, in my opinion, for an adult to do that, let alone a child. Go ahead, Coach. You're a male. I'm gonna let you go first on this one.
Well, again, if you're a male and you choose to disobey God's word and want to have that surgical procedure performed on you, I think you're crazy. I think it's wrong. I think it's shameful, but I would defend your right to have that operation, provided that you're an adult. Okay. I'm not going to pay for it. And by the way, you're still not a female. Okay. You can that person after that procedure become pregnant? No. And it's utterly foolish, but I'm not going to participate, nor am I going to celebrate in your delusion. Okay. I'm just going to call you what you are. Listen, it's watermelon season here in Jefferson County, Florida, the capital, the watermelon capital of the world. Well, I've got a watermelon right on my porch out here. And if I took some orange spray paint and painted it orange, would it then be a pumpkin? Nope. It's not. It's a fantasy. It's a delusion, and I'm not willing to play the game.
You know, Jasmine, they say that the from what I understand, they say that your mind or your brain isn't fully developed till you're 25 or so.
I would argue 50 for a lot of people.
But we have instituted mental illness as a normal lifestyle. And just even looking at that animated thing, I don't even see how women could be comfortable being around somebody that they know is like that. Go ahead.
Aye, aye, aye. Well, when you talk about the brain maturing, it depends if you mean a woman or a male, because we differ with that too. We can also multitask a little better than you guys, but let's forget those facts. When it comes down to it, it used to be a verifiable mental illness listed in the DSM-5, okay? Considered the Bible of psychiatrists and sociologists and all that. Now, heaven forbid we mention the fact that there has to be something wrong for someone to be willing to butcher and mutilate their sexual reproductive organs for a fantasy. There's no other words you can use for that. In the word of God, he says he created male and female. He didn't say he created they, them. He didn't say he created fae. He didn't say he created alien. He created male and female, he and her. A male is to hold to his wife when they get married, become one flesh. You can't become one flesh if there's no puzzle piece going on there. Okay? He made us the way he made us for a reason. To populate the earth, to go forth and multiply. As we've discussed before, they cannot procreate unless science gets involved. If it's a woman and a woman, and one of the women is okay with feeling like a woman, she'll get pregnant. But it's not going to be from the woman she's with. A man and a man may adopt, but it's not going to be something they can create. They can't create life, because when the devil takes something that is God's and manipulates it and brings forth a twisted delusion of it, it's not going to create life. It's not going to be able to bring forth any fruit. It's a delusion. It's as good as me taking his watermelon, painting it orange, and trying to make pumpkin pie. It's not going to happen. It's a watermelon.
Not going to happen. Amen.
Okay. Now let's look at the female to male.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you. you're dreaming in the dark. We are nothing more than dust. Search, but you stay lost. We are. We are reaching for the stars. Though we're making this too hard. And I wonder where you are. Mysterious. That's the part you always show. Cause you're too curious. Maybe you should take it slow.
Even with animation, that stuff is hard to watch. You know, it's amazing when you look at the works of the devil. He says climate change. God told us to fill the earth and to subdue it, to use all the elements, to use all the stuff that he gave us, the so-called fossil fuels. And now they're saying that, in fact, may have not be fossil fuels, but it may be coming from the core that's producing the gas and oil. But nevertheless, whether it is or whether it ain't fossil fuel, we're supposed to use it. We're supposed, he said, to fill the earth. And what does Satan do? He turns around and says, don't use the fuel and don't have babies. Kill off the babies that you have. And matter of fact, you guys pretend to be what each other are, so you can't procreate, you can't do anything, and then butcher yourself. And our society, like you said, it was deemed a mental illness. And if anything is, it's got to be mentally ill to skin yourself to make some kind of fake phallus, something that will never work. And if it did work, it ain't going to produce nothing. All right, Coach.
Okay, so... Again, you are an adult. You elect to have this. First of all, I'd be very reluctant to do anything that permanent. I won't even have a tattoo. I was thinking about it one time, but my wife said, would you put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari? I thought, no, there you go. That makes sense. Okay, so you've got this make-believe phallus, this make-believe penis. You've got artificial. So how do you enjoy sex at that point? How do you get an erection? How do you have an ejaculation? How do you procreate? How do you recreate? You know, come on. You're fooling yourself. This is a delusion. You've done yourself great harm. And again, if you're deluded and you want to do that, you're an adult, go ahead. But don't call yourself a male. You know, you're not. And, you know, you ought to be more proud. I think I'm really glad God created females. By the way, he created females. He just made men. He fashioned females to be attractive. I won't take up all the time it takes, but I've had this conversation with my daughter. God is really cool about sex. We are the only creation that can have sex on demand. All other animals breed in a season for procreation. God made it more. I won't go into all the physiology, but why take God's plan and just trash it like that? What have you gained?
You know, I used to talk about saying, you know, meeting Adam and saying, Adam, you jacked us around. But then being a man, and I've seen different women and married them, and I'm saying, well, you know what? Adam, that was the first one. So who am I? And when he seen that one, it was like, well, man. So, okay, I have to give Adam a little slack, you know, because he ain't never seen nothing like that before. But then God made us that way where we are attracted to female. And, I remember, matter of fact, I was at church this past Sunday, and the pastor was talking. One of the things he, you know, I don't know where, it wasn't even during the course of his sermon, but it came out and said, when men see skin, they're going to look, because it's just a biological function of us. And I remember looking at, what was it? Sports, I don't know if it's Sports Illustrated. Some of these shows, I mean, these magazines, they cover, they had their swimsuit editions. And then they want to fool around and have one with a tranny on there. No man wants anything to do with that. Not a real man. Now, those people that have deviant mindsets, yeah, but not a real man. So, Jasmine, I don't even think a real woman would want to deal with anything like what we just looked at.
So I was actually thinking about this. First of all, I would like you to meet my dog. He is now transgender because I took off his bow tie and I got him neutered. So now he's a female. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you, but since you don't have anything, you're now a girl. Exactly. It doesn't make sense to him either. He's looking for his bow tie. That's about as sensical as that nonsense is. Women want our head of the household. Okay. I'm speaking as a woman who's trying to be that Proverbs 31 woman. I want a man, as in, I like the difference between a woman and a man, not only the obvious ones. Okay, men, but the fact that he made men with stronger and bigger hands. All right. He made them with broader shoulders, maybe to carry the weight of all of our shopping bags. Who knows? He made them with obvious differences. Okay. And as a true woman of God, we look for that priest of the home. We're not looking for a sissy. We're not looking for a pushover. We're looking for the man who's ready to lead that home as a man of God. Okay. We're talking the Samuels, the Davids, all that. Maybe not some of David's shady past, but you know what I'm saying? The Boazes. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking for these men who can moonlight as a female if they wear something else. Like, oh my gosh, look at me. I'm so lucky. My husband can pretend he's a young man, a young female. What are we talking about? What are we doing? I don't want a pretty husband. I want a man of God. And a man of God is not walking in confusion. Jesus was not walking around in a dress like we call nowadays. He had his attire, his attire that worked with his culture. And it says in the word itself that a man who walks around dressed as a woman and a woman who walks around dressed as a man, it is an abomination. It's not okay. And if we look at the word, as I said, in the Great Samuel's Facebook, it says that if the word offends you, it's your problem. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality. And it goes on to name a couple more sins, but a lot of people who are part of the Alphabet community, who are women, say, oh, well, they only said men who practice homosexuality. But that's not true either. If we look at the biblical context, usually men were addressed because they're the head of the home. But he's saying all homosexual sin. Does that mean that the devil can't tempt? Does that mean that if you're a Christian, you'll never have those ideas of, oh, that person looks good and they're the same sex as me? No. But it's giving those thoughts to God, repenting and giving it to him. Not moving in it, not working in it, not saying, oh, well, I was born this way. Absolutely not. We are born as not a mistake, as who God designed us to be. If you're born a female, it's very clear when the doctor takes you from your mother's womb, whether or not you're a female or a male.
Oh, they call that assignment. Yeah. They call that an assignment.
Now it's an
assignment. It's an observation. It's an observation.
Yeah. No, they're like, oh, how dare you assume their gender? I'm not assuming anything. They either have a female part or a male part. But no, we have to wait till the child's old enough to choose what they identify with.
Oh, yeah, that's nonsense.
This is a mess.
And I think Coach made an excellent point where it's an observation. I mean, you just look. Oh, yeah. Boom. For centuries, that's all they did. Boom. What is it? Oh, it's a boy. You know, this nonsense about you growing up. And it also indicated, don't forget, in Romans chapter 1, verse 26, said, for this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged a natural function for that which is unnatural. So the word of God is clear. It's not just men, homosexuality. God, like I said, in Genesis chapter 1, he made them male and he made them female. He made them in his image, and he said a man will leave his family and his, him join with his one wife, and they become one. Bible is clear. God is clear. It is man who is jacked up. And we've been that way for some time. And it seems like the smarter we get, the stupider we are. So it's amazing. But what bothers, it doesn't bother me as much when I say the LGBTQ crowd. They bother me about as much as them folks that was beating on Lot's door. I know Lot didn't like it. I don't like it. I don't like what these people do. But what bothers me more than those folk is many either ignorant or apathetic churches where many Christians won't stand up to what is right. You know, because I don't believe this nation would have ever gotten as down the gutter as it has if the body of Christ would have took a strong stand. Instead of saying, oh, well, you know, these people say, well, let us out the closet. You know, we won't bother nobody. But we decided not to let them out the closet. Matter of fact, I want to see if I wasn't planning on showing this. And I'm not going to take a lot of time looking for it. So forget it, Sam. I was going to show you a cover of a book. I'll do it next time. Anyway, let me move on to my next little video presentation to show you where Miss Jasmine gave me one of the ultimate horrors that may happen. And it apparently has happened in this case, a redefinition of family. Oh, my goodness. Where is this thing?
This is Ari, Gwendolyn, and Brynifer. They are in a polyamorous relationship, and they all parent Hazel and Sparrow.
We have a 2-year-old anti-gender baby and a 10-year-old who is non-binary.
They have chosen not to disclose Sparrow's gender.
We don't know it yet. It's something that Sparrow's going to have to figure out and then tell us.
But their parenting approach is controversial.
I have literally received death threats. Crazy, crazy lady. I hope karma hits you back and your kids grow up to detest you.
These polyamorous parents let their children choose their gender. And for their oldest child, Hazel, that's neither male nor female.
Please tell us how and why you decided to come out as non-binary.
Because the pronouns she and he did not fit. Non-binary was what I turned to. Though I do choose to act and look more feminine.
Can I go down now?
Of course.
And 2.5-year-old Sparrow has yet to make a choice about their gender.
Sparrow, do you want a banana?
Yeah.
They're anti-gender, but we're using they, them pronouns. Sure, they have anatomy, we understand it, but like that's not indicative of their identity. It's something that Sparrow's gonna have to figure out and then tell us before we can panel anyone else.
Particularly because it's, you know, something that our parents did and they got it wrong.
But giving Sparrow the choice has proved controversial.
Online, there's a lot of angry people. I have literally received death threats. The worst is people who threatened my children.
Yeah.
But I'm the person who's disturbed. What you are doing is absolutely horrifying. I feel for your kids. They should never be put through something like that. What you're thinking okay. Is so
I can't take effed up. It is horrifying. I mean, I don't even know what to make of that. There's a woman that's the man and 2 men that are the women. And the kid don't know what the heck they are. We need some training here, Coach.
Well, it is hard to come up with words, but as I'm watching that, I'm wondering, okay, these kids, how were those kids conceived?
I'm sorry?
I mean, how were the kids conceived?
Oh.
they have two children in that video. Yeah. How'd that happen? I mean, okay, even if you want to stay in your delusion, at that point you have to acknowledge there's a male function and a female function. As Jasmine so metaphorically, the puzzle pieces have to fit. They're designed to fit.
Yes.
Okay. So even in their delusion, if they somehow manage to copulate and conceive that child, that had to acknowledge the truth that there is such a thing as male and female. Or perhaps they adopted. Now, this is where we get into a slippery slope. Earlier, I said, I will defend your rights of protection under the law. However, I would be against adopting a child into a homosexual relationship. I don't think it's good for the child. Why don't I think it's good for the child? Well, normality, for one thing, statistically normal. But furthermore, God says father and mother, male, female, married. God's design is being violated here. So no, I do not support homosexual adoptions. And that's not, in my view, an infringement of your civil rights. You chose to be homosexual. And, you know, when you make a choice, you also make the choice to live with the consequences of it. So I don't know how these children came into being, how they were conceived, but those children are a victim. Notice that they seem to be not sure about their identity. Well, gee, most children don't have that problem. What's the difference? Oh, the so-called parents is the difference.
That's right. And I agree with you. I don't think, and I have never thought that a so-called homosexual couple should raise children. I remember in certain states, and I don't know how it's played out, and particularly now that Trump is back in office, they were trying to deny Catholic charities the ability to continue to operate if they would not Catholic orphanages operate if they would not adopt to same-sex couples. I think you're fundamentally corrupting children. And matter of fact, I think here recently there was an article, where these guys had adopted these boys and they just went to prison because they were molesting them and then sending them out to their friends to molest because they were nothing more than pedophiles. All right, Jasmine. You gave me that video. Go for it.
So when these children were conceived, it was before one of the men came in the picture. So they were conceived through Ari, who wants to say she's Papa. Regardless of that, yes, there was also that article about two men who were given the right to adopt and celebrate their love. And they were assaulting and emotionally, sexually, physically damaging and traumatizing these brothers from the point of 2 and 4 years old. That's how long they had them. You know, they're saying that the abuse only happened for 2 years, but now these brothers, thank God, it ended well. They're with a Christian family. They're in healing and therapy for what I can only assume as someone in the mental health field for the rest of their lives. Because everything they knew to be normal, every bit of love and affection was given to them at a cost. And they were pimped out. They were videotaped. They had cameras all over the home. They would message their friends that they were going to go F-word their son. They'll be right back.
My goodness.
And I have to agree with Coach on this. If you decide that you were born that way and you're a woman who loves a woman, you can go make that choice, stand before God yourself one day. But that has nothing to do with the children out there looking for a family. If you're a man loving a man, adopt a dog. I don't know what you want me to tell you. The children are not up for grabs. Our children are not for sale. Our ideology, our truth shouldn't be for sale either. We shouldn't taint our truth so that it makes sense and is more of a compromise and is a little easier to swallow just so the world is happy. We're supposed to be transformed and renewed by the word of God. We're not supposed to take it and taint it. Like we said in the very beginning of the intro, we don't view Jesus through the lens of the world. We're supposed to view the world and even this crazy nonsense through the lens of Jesus, what would he have to say about it? I don't think that he'd be standing there signing the adoptions. I don't think he'd be standing there rooting on those who are doing surgeries to mutilate creation. You know, when I saw that transformation done with the female to male, aside from the fact that it's literally a fantasy, it will never really be. They can never really be a man. A male trying to be a female is never going to be a female. They may go through the mood swings of having the hormones injected, which, by the way, if it's a boy turning into a female, they're given the same kind of things they give sex offenders in jail. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, they will never be what they're saying they are. They will never be able to take this confusional delusion and turn it to truth. But we're supposed to stand on that. I was watching a video by Vlad Savchuk, and he said he was so bold as to say that the agenda is not only to get out of the closet, it's to get out of the closet, demand rights, take away others' rights if they don't agree, and shove us in the closet. But I'm not going to be silent on the truth, not only for myself and the generations who I don't even know, but for my children, two beautiful girls who were created by Christ to be princesses of his kingdom, to be little girls.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. And I was going to try to look one more time to see if I can find what I was going to show you guys. But since I wasn't prepared, I'm going to forget it. Now I have one more little clip from Miss Jasmine that really talks about how this stuff is coming after our kids. So let's take a look at this.
Are they intentionally sexualizing our children and stealing their innocence?
I think that's right.
TikTok specifically is designed to target young people. That's who their audience is.
Have children died because of social media?
Absolutely.
Have they been trafficked off of social media?
100%.
Have they been sexually exploited off of social media?
Ongoing, yes.
I'm scrolling on TikTok. I see little kids with TikTok. What are they looking at?
This is what you don't want kids to see, is that correct?
Exactly.
And again, this is depicting children. This is supposed to be kids.
Well, honestly, I didn't even know that transition from female to male was an option until I was on social media and began being exposed to those type of communities.
You've never seen a 18-month-old masturbating?
No, I haven't. Have you seen any sexually explicit drag shows marketed as all ages for kids that you would denounce or think that are a problem and that you want to distance yourself from?
No.
You know this is wrong.
So,
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to end the interview.
They use the word sexualize kids at a young age, or, you know, I mean, give me a break.
It just seems like there's no moral, you know, construct at all.
Are kids facing just the absolute worst onslaught of grooming that we've ever seen?
Yes, the entertainment industry is sexualizing children for an agenda.
Your daughter was secretly transitioned at school.
This policy has to do with children as young as 5 all the way through high school.
Penthouse footed the bill to lobby before state boards of education. Yes, Penthouse and Playboy. The history behind this is far darker than most Americans understand.
Do you think the big tech companies at this point are essentially aiding and abetting human traffickers and people who are working to exploit children?
Absolutely.
If you don't want to hear it in a school board meeting, why should children be able to check it out of the school system?
There is misinformation presented that somehow that we're doing surgery on minors or even children, and that simply is not true.
How old were you when they gave you a double mastectomy?
It was a month after my 13th birthday.
Ultimately, we're going to talk about, are they going to give, the counselor's going to give them medication there at school without their parents' permission? I mean, I think we're leading towards an absurd and horrific time.
Well, first of all, we weren't forewarned we would be sharing a locker. We had no idea. I turn around, a 6'4", 22-year-old man, fully intact with an exposing male genitalia.
This ideology is killing our kid.
Do you think more people need to speak up to protect kids like your daughter?
Yes, I do.
Well, I think from heaven, she can see how hard you fought for her.
Do you feel like this is a war on children?
I know it's a war on children, but like they said, we're coming for your kids.
Yeah.
And they have.
Have you ever seen an 18-month-old masturbating? When I heard that, this programming, this sexualization of our children, and unfortunately, you see, when I grew up, we didn't have cell phones. We had a rotary phone in the house. We started off with a black and white TV before we ever got color. The kids played, we played outside all day long in the dirt until the streetlights came on. And that's when we came in the house, you know. The idea of sexually explicit stuff for a boy, maybe, you know, if it ran into somebody's trash can and saw something that was dumped in there, or we had a sleazy part of town in Pasadena, there was an old show called the Oaks Theater, I think it was. And as a young boy, you know, if I'm walking by there, you know, see the little billboards. But of course, they had strategic stars and stuff placed over a certain part of the female anatomy. But even that was male-female stuff. There was never anything that I saw growing up that was explicitly targeting our kids. And now these kids are not even allowed to grow up. We got the drag queen story hours in schools and and libraries of all places. I used to love to go to the library as a little kid. You know, it was right around the corner from the house. I'd go there and I'd get out the Long Ranger or Hopalong Cassidy. And I really love reading books about Wild Bill Hickok. I go to the cowboy section. I'm reading all this stuff and it was fun. Oh, and I'd also get Dr. Seuss, The Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham and all this stuff. And I think he's been banned. I think he's been kicked to the curb too. But it was safe. It was a safe place. Now there's not too many safe places anymore. What say you, Jasmine?
I knew you would like that video. That movie was banned for such a long time. Amazon would not pick it up until Trump was elected. Then they released it. Then they backed it because the things in there, unfortunately, are not fiction. This documentary is shedding light on things going on in the dark. There is so much corruption. There is so much war against our children, against family and what a family is supposed to be. People are coming against, mothers shouldn't stay home. You're fighting against the woman's rights. There shouldn't be a nuclear family. What is that? A nuclear family, the definition, is a husband and wife and their children, and has now been extended to sometimes having extended family living with them, like grandparents. Where is their error there? And if the mom is blessed enough to be able to stay home and the dad's able to work one income and support the whole household, amen. But that's considered attack now on a woman's rights. If a woman has a right to work, a woman has a right to choose to be a stay-at-home mom and shepherd her children and homeschool them, because many, they don't see hope in the public school district. Even though we've had so many changes happen in law and things like that, and people are no longer putting funding towards drag queen shows in libraries and schools. But at the same time, there's a lot of work to be done, because a lot of people want to now pretend it's an attack against the rainbow community and the alphabet community. And we're running out of letters to add to the LGBTQIA+. We're running out. The amount of confusion when God created something so beautiful and so simple, male and female, they get together, they have baby. Baby grows up, has other family, and it continues as such. When we corrupt that, when we get involved with that, and start to desecrate all over it, know the truth and willingly turn from the truth and say it's okay because it's love. It's expression for a fully grown man to walk around in a thong dressed as a dog. This is complete corruption. It's a problem that I can't go plan a birthday party for my daughter who's born in June without checking every single street to see if there's going to be a parade, because I'm not really ready to let them walk around and see a fully grown man dressed as a dog on a leash. They don't need to see a woman dancing on a pole holding a baby. There needs to be protection of the innocents. Our children are being forced to grow up so fast without even understanding what it means to be a child. Not staying out till the street lights come on. Not playing outside. It's here's a tablet, here's a phone, scroll TikTok. Let it teach you who you are, because heaven forbid we parent. Heaven forbid we offend our child and actually parent them. Let's just be their friend all the time so that social media and the schools don't ban us or report us to Child Protective Services. It's a war on the children, and it's a war on family.
Thank you. Yeah, Coach, there used to be a time, even if you weren't a Christian or theologically minded of any persuasion, that children were precious and to be protected. These days, I don't know. Let me get your final thoughts before we close down.
That video was particularly disturbing, as Minister Jasmine pointed out, because it's true. These are not the delusions of some people with an agenda. This is just exposing the truth. There are things that came up in that video that disturbed me. One, pornography should never be available to a minor, period. Homosexual, heterosexual, in whatever form, it should not be. It concerns me that children are being sexualized at such a young age. Okay, look, we become aware of our sexuality with the onset of puberty. That's natural. Now, yet we are teaching children how to masturbate, how to use contraceptives. You know, now I'm involved in several men's groups, and I have yet to meet a man that says, no, I do not struggle with masturbation because I never figured out how to do it. No one ever taught me. Okay, I don't think we need to be teaching that stuff. And what's even worse is, guess who's doing the teaching? People who don't know if they're a male or a female, and they're going to tell you how to masturbate. How would they know? I mean, I'll close with this. The church has forever, since I've known, ignored sexuality as a discussion topic. Mm. They have taken the strategy that the best way to equip the saints to deal with sexuality is ignorance. That needs to change, because it's very clear to me that the other side is very interested in discussing it. I think we need to discuss it in age-appropriate ways. I think we need to discuss it in venues where males and females are separated and taught. The females are being taught by a female. But it's time that we quit ignoring sexuality. The Bible doesn't ignore it. Jasmine, you so well mentioned David, one of the heroes in the Bible. He struggled with sexuality, didn't he? Actually, he didn't struggle. He just gave in. There wasn't much struggle to it. God doesn't try to hide this from us in his word. So I think that we need to charge the church with boldly and truthfully and lovingly educate not only the parents, but the children at an age appropriate time.
Well, thank you, Coach. What
the rules are.
I appreciate it. I'm about to close out. Why don't you guys hold on for a second? And we're going to get this out of here. The church needs to step up and deal with sexuality on an age-appropriate basis. And we can't leave the world to teach our children stuff. We have to teach our children. But we also need to teach our fellow man to come back and deal with reality, to deal with the truth, to deal with the Word of God, and to deal with righteousness and honesty. We can't live in a broken world and act like we're not children of God. We have to show them who we are. If they want to remain broke, we can't stop it. But we don't have to be broke, and we need to be light and salt at all times, because that's what God called us to be. This is Sam Tolley. This Mordecai Mission Edition of trust in the truth.